He turned back to the hatch. He thought about blasting the sensor pad or the controls, but decided that that was just what the Kreps would expect from an intruder. Panic. And panic was always the fastest way to get killed, especially when dealing with Kalumai.
"I do know you, Han Solo,"
the Biot continued.
"Are you sure you're not my father?"
"You're a Biot," Han replied. "You don't have a father."
"Of course I do. My genes come from somewhere."
The Biot stepped closer.
"And you know me. I feel it."
"Look, sister, I don't care what you feel."
Han paused, realizing what the Biot had just said.
When you say you can feel it, do you mean... Please, tell me you mean feel it in the Force."
The Biot smiled.
"Jonas Rahm says I am strong in the Force. He has been teaching me."
"Good."
Han dropped his blaster rifle on the floor, then turned her toward the hatch and pointed at the open button on the control panel.
"Can you reach out to the other side of the hatch and push that button?"
"Of course I can," she said.
"Eradication begins in 10 seconds.
Han had to stop himself from shaking the Biot.
"Then do it!"
She closed her eyes. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. The hatch opened to the sound of blaster fire. Before they could step through it, Bardoon backed across the threshold, deflecting blaster bolts with one hand and hurtling force lightning with the other. He was laughing so hard his shoulders shook. When he spoke, it was in the Biot's feminine voice.
"Captain Solo, are you my father?"
The hatch rasped closed. His laughter boomed through the corridor. Then he spoke again in the Biot's voice.
"You're not much in the courage department, are you?"
"That was you?"
Han looked back to creepy Leia, whose face had returned to the same vacant expression as before.
"How? Why?"
"The Force, Captain Solo."
Bardoon lowered his arms, then turned away from the now sealed hatch.
"Always the Force."
Of course, the Force. The fight in the lab must have been exhausting, even for Bardoon. To stay strong, he had needed to feed on Han's fear. What kind of dark side fiend was he? The synthetic voice said,
"Eradication begins in 5 seconds.
Bardoon took his Leia Biot by the arm and stepped across the corridor to the opposite wall. No, through the opposite wall. A holograph.
4 seconds. 3 seconds. "Come along, Captain Solo,"
Bardoon called.
"And don't touch that sensor pad. Touch nothing. With these Kalumai, everything is a trick."
Han snatched his blaster rifle and leapt across the corridor, passing through the holographic wall just as the count inside his head reached 1.
"Access granted."
Han found himself on a ring-shaped balcony, looking down on a 3-meter circle of smooth black stone. Base Prime's natural surface, he guessed. There was a gap in the balcony railing, large enough for a person or a power body to use. And that was about it. Aside from the security he'd just faced, the blaster cannons and the one-way holographic wall, the little round chamber seemed entirely unremarkable. Still holding the hand of his princess, Bardoon stepped into the gap in the railing, then turned back to Han and extended a hand.
"Come along, Captain Solo,"
he said.
"You cannot enter without the Force."
"In a second,"
Han said. He had no intention of stepping into the black circle of stone.
"I have a few questions."
Bardoon rolled his eyes.
"The only important question is this. Do you want vengeance?"
"That depends on the cost."
Han nodded toward the circle.
"What happens if I go in there with you?"
"You will receive what you desire,"
Bardoon replied.
"The power to destroy the Krefts."
"Power like yours?"